This is why I finished the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 709. And we are talking about the death of Christ. We have been talking about the physical events that led to his death. We are now on the revelatory. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And that's where we always pause to say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So as I said, we looked at Genesis, Luke chapter 1, the incarnation, and now we're on Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." Pay attention to my word. And we are decreasing our attention that we pay on other things like social media, so that we can focus all the hours into God's word, to read, to study, to listen to works of faith like this. Good. So in the previous episode, I was shared a story with you about how by God's grace, I was able to lay hands on a paralyzed man when I was a new convert, and the circumstances surrounding it, and how the leader was called Sister Esther, and suddenly as she prayed, Olivia lay hands, and it was like I wanted to ask her. I mean, it was so sudden. I did it. I just obeyed, and by God's grace, the man walked. It was a great miracle. It brought so much excitement, and I thank God for that. You know. But that taught me something so critical. As was saying that in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. Following the way they were coming, the disciples said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," and I'm amazed that it's not the pastor, it's not the prophet, it's not the prophetess, it's not the great man of God, because that's what many of us are expecting. But many people put their lives on hold just to wait for the man of God to say before they will. No. It is whosoever. So first, you have a relationship with God. Listen, God created. In fact, this one is not even saying you have a relationship with God. He said whosoever. He didn't put any clause there. That means that's why we went to Genesis chapter 1 to look at the man God created. Realize the man God created was fit to be a ruler. He gave dominion to all men. Dominion to all men. So we are supposed to use it. That is the only thing that is keeping you from experiencing these things I'm talking about. And use it more often. That's because sometimes you use it once in a while, then it's about the getting to the end of the year, then you use another one, then you use it. No, you have to, it has to be frequent. You have to use and use and use and become used to it. But one of the things that we realized when we came for missions, and if you don't know, I'm a missionary. So one of the things that came to us was when, you know, we're in a foreign country, we're not too sure about the health facilities and all that. And therefore, we trained our children in such a way that anytime they felt ill, they just came. "Mommy, this, lay hands on me." They will even tell you, "Pray for me." They will come and stand there. "I'm not feeling too good. My stomach. I have pain here. Lay hands." They will tell you. Because they were, but sometimes for a year, I've not seen paracetamol or, you know, any painkiller. I say, if I even take half or a quarter of the painkiller, it will knock me out, because the body has not received the painkillers for a long time. A long time. I always use my faith. I will always use the authority Jesus has given me. It's become like second nature. It is practice. You have to practice. And then, you know, as we're reading Matthew 20, Matthew 20, we saw Jesus seeing these blind men. And then they said something profound. They said, "Give us our sight." That was Matthew 20. We read from the Good News Translation, verse 32. And the, when they met, he said, give us our sight. Give us our sight. And I said to you that that is how you should be for everybody who meets you. They should be able to ask you for things like that, what the world can't provide, where what mother and father can't provide, what nobody, no doctor, no financial expert, guru, nobody can, no relationship expert can provide. That is what God has given to us to provide for the world. He says he has given us authority, spiritual authority. What Jesus came to use, that authority is the same. You remember what I said about the venom, the cobras, that the cobra that came to my parents' house and gave birth and all that. If you have not heard the story, please go back. I said that when a snake comes out of the womb or the egg of its mother, it is poisonous. It's still got venom. And that's the same way it is when you come out of Christ. When you are born into Christ, the first day, that very instant you have it. And that is why Mark 16:17 says, in my name shall they cast out devils, these signs. So we'll come back into looking, delving into that word in Mark 16. Because listen, when Jesus met them, let's even finish with that. They said, sir, they answered, we want you to give us our sight. And then that is Matthew 20:32-34. So this Good News Translation. And we want you to give us our sight. So Jesus had pity on them and touched their eyes. And touched their eyes. Somebody said, but so where would Jesus come and touch my eyes? Listen, touching of a man, lay hands on a man is the lowest form of receiving from God. Lowest. Why am I saying lowest? Because when the man touches you, then you are assured that God has touched you. You are assured that something has been done for you. And that's why people have also now gone into water, sugar, salt being given to them, a band on the hand or on the toe or whatever. To be, when they have that physical thing, then they are assured. But you see, that is moving according to your senses. The primary way God intends for us to have healing, to have received from him, is through his word. The word, that is the way it is. So when the person can't receive through the word, then you come down to the person's level by touching, laying hands. Okay, we will go further into that in the next episode. But you are so blessed, blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Oh, you are so blessed. Bye-bye. Come back for more.